Let's move on to peptide bond and protein. See, proteins are known to break down into peptides in stomach and duodenum under the influence of enzymes, pepsin being one of them, which is secreted by stomach. Okay, see, proteins break down into peptides in the stomach and duodenum under the influence of enzymes. So pepsin is one of these secreted by stomach. See, polypeptides are further broken down into alpha amino acids. We have already discussed this thing. Proteins finally get converted into alpha amino acids. So this implies that proteins are formed by connecting alpha amino acids to each other. We take various different types of alpha amino acids and we combine them to get protein. So the bond that connects alpha amino acids to each other is called a peptide bond. Yes, it's a peptide bond. Peptide bond. So consider, for example, we are linking a molecule of glycine with that of an alanine. We are linking the molecule of a glycine with alanine. So one way of doing this is to combine carboxyl group of glycine with alpha amino group of alanine, and this results in elimination of water molecule and formation of diphenyl called glycalanine, in which the two amino acid units are linked by a peptide bond. It can be seen that a peptide bond or peptide linkage is same as that what is described as secondary amide in organic chemistry. So combination of a third molecule of an amino acid or alpha amino acid with a dipeptide will result in formation of tripeptide. Yes, combination of a third molecule of an alpha amino acid with dipeptide. An alpha amino acid and a dipeptide will give a tripeptide. Similarly, linking of 4, 5 or 6 alpha amino acids results in formation of tetrapeptide, pentapeptide or hexapeptide respectively. So this is like simple addition. You add on molecules and you get on more and more number of peptide bonds. So when the number of alpha amino acids linked by a peptide bond is more than 10, the products are called polypeptides. Yes. If you go on adding, you will get on peptides like hexapeptide, heptapeptide, octapeptide, nonapeptide, decapeptide. But after 10 alpha amino acids, they are known as polypeptides. So you cannot continue talking in mono, tri, No, that's not possible, okay? So, the CHR units linked by a peptide bond are referred to as alpha amino acid residues or amino acid residues. So proteins are polypeptides. Since they have more than 10, they have actually got more than 100 amino acids which link by peptide bonds. Yes, these are linked by peptide bonds and hence they are polypeptides. So however, it can be noted that distinction between proteins and polypeptides is not sharp. Yes, you cannot easily distinguish between a protein molecule and a polypeptide. The two ends of a polypeptide chain of protein are not identical. And the end having 3 carboxyl group is called C terminal. On the other hand, having 3 alpha amino group is called N terminal. And in the dipeptide group, glycalanine, glycine residue is N terminal and alanine residue is C terminal. With this, we finish the concept of peptide bonds and the different types of peptide bonds like tetrapeptide, pentapeptide, hexapeptide and also polypeptide. We also understood that proteins contain more than hundreds of amino acids and hence they have a lot of peptide bonds. With this, we complete this series and the peptide bonds and protein section. Stay tuned with our playlist. Make sure to click on the add button so that you get notification about further playlists, because we want each and every person to get benefited from this playlist. The listening to this may not be a help you now, but when you will try to read this concept again, you will surely get benefited because you will relate with it because your peers have actually listened to it. Even though your concentration is low, this will help you. So make sure that you listen to this. We want every person to take benefit from this podcast sessions, and these are small sessions, especially to listen in the night time or when you are resting. So stay tuned, stay happy, stay safe, stay learning.